De Kosala Dhamma, it's from the Patana, Nina writes, Kosala Citta can be the object of Kosala Citta. We read in the Patana, fourth triplet, and this is the case of Kosala Dhamma is related to Kosala Dhamma by object condition, and that is after having offered the offering, having undertaken the precept, having fulfilled the duty of observance, one reviews it. Having emerged from jhana, one reviews it. One reviews such acts formerly well done. Having emerged from jhana, one reviews the jhana. Learners review change of lineage. They review purification. Learners, having emerged from the path, review the path. Learners or common worldlings practice insight into impermanence, suffering, and impersonality of the faultless state of Kosala Dhamma. And there is also, Kosala can also be object of Akosala Citta. But I wanted that when the Akosala Citta is object.
Clinging to a
wisdom. Yeah, without understanding, isn't it? Delirious thinking?
Excuse me? Delirious thinking?
Without understanding.
Yeah, it is.
So if there's reading it without understanding, even if it's about Dharma, it's just delirious thinking.
Okay.
That's why we turn to understand reality right now in order to understand that. It's wrong to try to understand that without understanding reality right now. Because even vipassanayana, it has to be the second vipassanayana which know about the paccaya, not the first jhana at all. Vitaka leads you to where?
To the delirious.
No, I get back to speaking.
Forgetful or not forgetful?
Forgetful or not forgetful? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At moment of not attending to the characteristic which appears, with right understanding, it's forgetfulness.
And it doesn't matter of the if this is kusala or kusala at all.
As long as there is no understanding of the priest, nama and rupa. For example now, there are namas, and there are rupas. Which one is the direct object of awareness? None, right? So how can the teachings lead to understand reality right now from 45 years that he taught in order just to come to understand reality right now, not to be forgetful? For example, when we talk about the reality of nama, one knows that it's not rupa, right? Not sound, not smell, not hardness. So at moment when it appears to right understanding, which can penetrate the nature of that which now experiencing an object, is there any other world with that moment? It has to be only one world of one reality. Because the seeing is not visible object. And that which is seeing right now, dark or light,
dark.
does it appear? In darkness, as that which can experience anything.
Yeah. I mean, like,
one cannot imagine.
Yeah.
And you see that from learning little by little about nama and rupa, and there is the development of understanding from one moment to another moment. Even so, it's not the stage of clear comprehension, no doubt, because reality appears as it is. We don't have to name or call it nama, or reality, which experiences an object. No time to think about word, because the characteristic of that which experiences, the faculty of experiences, is just there. No world like we think, this room, or Poland, or Thailand, or anything. Only that appear, so that is the moment of clear comprehension, no doubt about the reality which can experience an object. Before knowing the conditions of Bhajya, long, long story about that particular one which appears, no time to think even of the name, whether what is called. If there is an idea of what that is called, see, it's the I again. So before the I can be completely eradicated, right understanding can see that there is no other way except developing the understanding, not just want to have awareness or samadhi, or concentration, or anything, just understand. For example, there is hardness here. The understanding of hardness as a reality is so very weak, because each time we experience hardness, it doesn't mean that there is no experiencing of hardness at all, from birth up to now, many, many times, even today, many, many times. But hardness is still that which is unknown as a reality, only one reality at that moment when it appears. Nothing can appear. So the understanding is not clear yet, see? So we can understand what is meant by clear comprehension or clear understanding, or just begin to learn to think about and to develop understanding of the moment when it appears as there is nothing at all. But there are so many things when it does not appear clearly to right understanding, which can penetrate the nature of hardness as not that which experiences it. So it's impossible to have citta as citta anupassana satipatthana without beginning to understand that which sees, that which hears, that which thinks, and so on. As the faculty of experiencing is different from feeling, different from memory, different from lopa, different from anlopa. So we learn about reality one at a time to know that it cannot be other thing. Lopa is attachment. It is attached whenever it arises. So even there is no eyes, ears, or arms, legs appear, the idea of my body is there. See? You know what posture you are at that, or now, sitting in what posture, see? The idea of self is there, because there is clinging to the body as I, and not just to the body, to seeing, to hearing, to smelling, anything in life, each moment. That's why it needs the development of right understanding. Don't mind other things, like whether I have sati, whether my panya is great or strong enough. That is the attachment to the self. The more you think about whether I know or not, it's the self again. So the purpose of studying is just to understand, because avijja, ignorance, cannot understand. So at moment of understanding, it's moment of having less avijja and attachment. The only way is understanding. So don't mind the situation, the place, or outside world or anything, because when it's panya, it can understand unexpectedly. Because you think that now I would try to understand seeing, it's covered up. No way to understand it because the eye is there trying to understand. It's like trying to read or trying to understand what Buddha taught. No one can understand even one book of the teachings thoroughly or clearly at all. Because so very deep, so very subtle, as much as one can understand is that the teachings taught about whatever appears that we haven't known before as realities arising and falling away. One was born and one has to die. Why? See? Uncontrollable. This is the way Dhamma is. So by knowing more about Dhamma, there's less attachment to the I. But it depends on the level of understanding too, because the teachings comprises the Pariyatti, Patipatti, and Pativeda. And Panya knows exactly whether at what level it is. For example, now we are thinking, talking about reality which appears, but it does not appear as we know, arising and falling away, see, not permanent. So this is the Pariyatti. And it is Satyayana, because in the first sermon, Buddha taught the five ascetics about Satyayana, Kittayana, and Katayana. According to Pariyatti, Patipatti, and Pativeda, when one studies the teachings, one begins to understand that it's Pariyatti. Because even he talks about seeing right now is not permanent, but the impermanence of seeing does not appear yet. So one realizes that it's not that degree of Patipatti or Kittayana. And whether it's Satyayana or not. Because it can be Pariyatti, but when it's not skillful enough, is it Satyayana? Not yet. So anyone who go to any place with desire to gain or to get knowledge or things like that, it means that that person doesn't have Satyayana. Because now reality arises and falls away. Not in the future, not the past, but now. So only this moment can be object of understanding. And when there is no understanding with awareness, Panya knows that no one can control, no one can try to have it. But it depends on understanding more and more about the nature of reality, which sees now or which thinks now. That's why we sometimes talk about vitakka or tattu or dhamma in order to know or don't forget, just remind that they are dhammas, different dhammas. Even thinking is not I. It's not my seeing or I think I see. But there can be such idea because of the rapidity of the arising and falling away of realities like magician. No people, but the arising and falling away so rapidly condition the idea of something permanent here and there. So it's like living in a dream. Because when one wakes up, what you get from a dream, where is it? Only in a dream. So now it's like in a dream. Because no one owned the seeing just a moment ago. It's gone completely. And it's like this, from birth to death, on and on. And this can be Buddha Nusati, because thinking of the virtues, the great virtues, Panya and compassion, that he taught just for the sake of the others to understand, to have less avicca, ignorance. So just study, not with the idea of I will know or I will understand, but to know that there is no I, only different realities. So from now on, will you read Tipitaka?
Yes.
With understanding. Okay.
I have a question. If we, in daily life, if I say, oh, what's your name, or dream, and I try to remember the name, or what's the name of this food dish at lunch, or what is the Polish name, then, of course, no understanding, no kusala, it's just pitaka, taking to that object, but we don't usually say the I is there or delirious mm-hmm. thinking. But if we're saying in the Dharma context, oh, what is the name of this dhatu, or what exactly does it mean by this aramana as the object, then you will mention the I is there or delirious thinking. Can you explain the difference?
Just wanting to know.
But isn't it
concept,
yes,
or understand at moment when it arises?
So at that moment of wanting to know the concept, of course, it's just attachment at that moment. It's not understanding. So we can see that. But why do you say the I is there at that moment of just being curious to understand that detail? Why?
Is it not you?
Why isn't it just a moment of, why isn't it just...
It's Panya which knows, not you who can know.
But at that moment, maybe just loba with vitaka leading to that object wanting to know.
That is thinking.
That is thinking.
While all dhammas have fallen away.
Yes, but why is it delirious thinking? Isn't it just ordinary common thinking?
Regret. Regret? I know. Regret? It's you. But if Panya knows, just gone.
Yes.
Just gone.
Yes.
And it can be not forgetful to understand reality. The point of the teachings for 45 years is to understand reality.
Mm-hmm. But when you say regret, for example, a moment of dosa arises now, right, so common and ordinary,
yeah,
oh, I regret, I ate too much.
Or that's why anything can be object.
So
of
ordinary,
right understanding,
but why,
of kusala.
But when dosa arises, why do you say, isn't it you? Because it's just a moment of dosa.
No understanding. Dosa
at
as not self.
At that moment.
Mm-hmm. But when panya is there.
So when you say, oh, it's I or you, you mean just because there's no understanding at that moment,
mm-hmm,
that's all.
At that moment, it depends on whether avicca arises, mm-hmm, lopa arises, or
but
dosa
that
arises.
But these moments of just remembering, trying to remember the name or the detail, it's just moments of common, ordinary lopa, dosa, moha, but most of the time no ditti arising, no wrong view. But so when you say, isn't it you? But actually it's just moments of ordinary akusala without ditti most of the time, like checking the detail.
Okay.
There's no taking it for mm-hmm. Lucas at that moment. It's
yeah.
just thinking.
What is the motivation? Checking the details. Mm. But when one heard about seeing or hearing, or it can be satta, viriya, sati, samadhi or anything, even in the Buddha's time, those who have who had heard teachings, recited or remind oneself by thinking over it in order to understand, mm-hmm. not just for the sake of being
collecting
able to remember.
Finding.
Yeah. What about being able to remember and no understanding? Mm-hmm. Or at that very moment there is understanding too? Mm-hmm.
Well, the motivation may be just, I mean, it may be attachment at that moment, but just like trying to remember someone's mm-hmm. name, it's mm-hmm. no different,
yeah.
just ordinary attachment. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that when there's the understanding of realities, you read the Pitaka with more understanding?
Of course.
But when there's no understanding and you try to read it, mm-hmm. can you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
And who wrote the Tipitaka?
Buddha.
Not us,
no.
right?
Yes.
Even Buddha Gosa.
Yes.
See how great that he can write. Visuddhimagga, even it's not Tipitaka, it cannot be counted as part of Tipitaka. It's the Dika Visuddhimagga, mm-hmm. not commentary mm-hmm. either. But how could he understand Sila, Samadhi, and Panya to the degree that it is so useful for those who can read it with understanding? So we can see that Visuddhimagga, anyone who can read it, but can that person understand?
Well, just depending on Panya, mm-hmm. how much can be
yeah,
understood.
Yeah, and who are we? Mm-hmm. Buddha Gosa? No.
Mm-hmm.
So, we try to understand.
Like you were saying yesterday about
the words of Sariputta, the words of Buddha, the words of those people. So we know that how much one, we can understand or develop understanding from hearing and thinking, considering. Because even Sotapanna has different quality, skill in some way, and no skill, just ordinary Sotapanna, because of conditions, different development of Panya, see. And who are we?
Mm-hmm.
So we try to read and try to develop understanding or try to get the meaning of it.
Mm-hmm.
But what about now understanding reality? So you can understand of what is meant by even this bank or the other bank of the ocean. It's not just go and see the lake and see the other side. But what about Lopa and Alopa, non-Lopa and Lopa, far apart. Even right now, no one can have Alopa, no Lopa, when Lopa arises, see, in daily life. So one can see the amount of the avicca and attachment and aversion and all akusla by not understanding the nature of reality, which is now appearing, because this is the only way to really understand what is meant in the Tipitaka and commentary, or even in Visuddhimagga. Okay, we know about the 12 kinds of akusala. Which one is now?
Yes.
Try to think about it.
Gone already.
Yeah, but no understanding of even saying what we have learned. Vitaka takes one away until there are conditions for vitaka to touch the object. Right now, with right understanding, and develop right understanding with detachment. we can see the far difference between detachment and non-detachment.
And in a context of Dharma study, the reason you had pointed out particularly the delirious thinking is because, like, for example, when we're in the town and we're sightseeing and there's thinking about all sorts of objects, everyone knows it's a lot of attachment. But when we're reading or studying, it's, we think because we're studying the Dharma that it's so useful. So the reason you pointed out is to show that actually it's very easy to confuse and mix up the attachment with the unwise reflection with the wise reflection. Is this the reason?
So before one can know whether it is what type of akusala, see, there must be the understanding of the reality which can experience and which cannot experience. Even these two are not known yet. Yeah. How can we know much more about the details?
Yes.
John, are you suggesting that it would be it's maybe the wiser course not to read some of these things until there is some understanding?
It depends on whether you read and you can get it or not.
Okay.
And it's not just that, it's now.
Mm.
And which one is better?
Now.
So if you use the time, taking time, thinking so much about that, which is very difficult to know because it's only theory.
Yes.
Theoretically, we know that vipaka is conditioned, so no control, no choice.
Mm-hmm.
But then we when we see something we like or we don't like, or
we don't remember. See?
Yeah.
Seeing right now is vipaka. So we talk about that, we don't know. Right? Until it's known little by little. As just a reality.
When you talk about self, the self can
the
be conditioned.
The idea of self.
Yes. Self can be conditioned by Didi. Can be conditioned
the
by
mind. The
idea
of self is Didi. Cetasika.
Cetasika. And self can be conditioned by mana, cetasika. And self can be conditioned by tanha, lobha.
Avicca.
Avicca.
It's the base of all akusala.
When we're reading a Dharma book, certainly we not have a self with Didi. But when we like to understand, what's self.
How do you know that?
Because no wrong view about self when we understand a little bit Dharma. No self.
So what is the belief or the idea of self?
Belief. Our belief that should be no self. No wrong view about existence of self.
Is Pali term for that?
Not self.
Self, the wrong view.
Self-atta, non-self, anatta.
So, is this atta or anatta?
If we...
The question is this atta or anatta?
Right now it's atta.
Because?
Still there. and we cannot see the rising and falling of it.